Good evening. I shall read poems in English translation, and some of them for sound's sake in the Hebrew original. The translations have been made by various translators, Asya Gutman, Harold Schimmel, and Ruth Nouveau, but the last two books became a kind of experiment in translation. I did it together with the British poet Ted Hughes, and I translated just straight, almost word by word, and then he listened to the poem in Hebrew, and so we worked together. It was a very nice experiment, and I think it worked well. I would like to start straight away with a poem which may perhaps prove that the poetry in my country is very deeply involved, and it's part of the community, and it's part of political life, and it's part of history, and it's part of everything. It's not limited to certain groups or campuses, but it's right outside there. And I think we are very lucky as poets in Israel to have quite a big audience, and much beyond the smallness of the country and the small number of its people. A song of peace. My son smells of peace. When I lean over him, it isn't just the soap. Everybody was once a child with a smell of peace, and in the whole country there isn't a single windmill which turns. O torn country, like torn cloth which can't be mended, and hard, lonely forefathers in Hebron's grave in childless silence. My son smells of peace. His mother's womb promised him that which God can't promise us.